USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A temporary ceasefire is underway to allow for thousands to evacuate the port city of Mariupol in southern Ukraine. The Mariupol City Council saying the ceasefire is in effect this morning through 9 p.m. local time tonight. As the war is raging on, President Zelensky is urging Ukrainians to keep up the resistance.
When you don't have a firearm, but they respond with gunshots, and you don't run, this is the reason why occupation is temporary. Ukrainians, don't back down.
Vice President Kamala Harris set to speak in Selma, Alabama on Sunday, which marks the 57th anniversary of Bloody Sunday. That is the day in 1965 when police attacked voting rights marchers attempting to cross the Edmund Pettus Bridge. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Rallies in support of Ukraine taking place across the country. Several hundred people gathering in New York's Times Square, with this speaker calling for NATO to establish a no-fly zone over Ukrainian airspace.
No-fly zone over Ukraine!
Stop Russia! Stop Putin! And make world free and peaceful again!
The president of Ukraine also calling for a no-fly zone and criticizing the delay of the delivery of Polish MiG fighter jets for Ukraine to use for its defense. A group of protesters that began in California known as the People's Convoy began arriving in Washington, D.C. on Saturday. Peaceful protesters in trucks, RVs, cars, and other vehicles started arriving for a rally. The convoy of protesters are calling for an end to all COVID restrictions, including mask and vaccine mandates. USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Although the United States and NATO are imposing heavy sanctions on Russia, much of the West is still very reliant on Russian energy. Montana Republican Senator Steve Daines joins Fox News and blames President Biden for this situation.
The reason we are here where we're at this moment in terms of Russia and Putin invading Ukraine, it goes right back to the first day Biden was sworn in, shuts the Keystone Pipeline down, stops new oil and gas leases on federal lands. And then he gives a green light to Putin for the Nord Stream 2 pipeline.
A judge is ruling in favor of a policy put in place by former President Donald Trump.
A federal appeals court on Friday ruled that the Biden administration may expel migrants under a Trump-era policy to limit the spread of COVID-19, but block the U.S. government from sending them to locations where they face danger. The District of Columbia U.S. Circuit Court in part upheld the government's use of Title 42, a policy put into effect March 2020 to expel more than 1 million migrants without hearing their asylum cases since the start of the pandemic. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The NASCAR Cup Series continuing their West Coast swing at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway on Sunday. Green flag drops at the Pennzoil 400 just after 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.